It's stimulating, mind-expanding, safer to use than alcohol. It's the in thing, the hula hoop of the jet generation.
As the United States enters its 72nd year of marijuana prohibition, it's time to legalize pot once and for all, for at least three good reasons. A 2005 cost-benefit analysis by Harvard economist Jeffrey Miron found that taxing and regulating pot like alcohol would bring in at least $6 billion a year in taxes and reduce direct law enforcement costs by almost $8 billion annually. Those figures would only be higher in today's dollars despite the lousy economy. By various measures, marijuana is already the top cash crop in a dozen states. Why not bring its cultivation and sales out into the open? Last year, a Zogby poll found that 52% of Americans agreed that it makes sense to tax and regulate marijuana. A field poll of California residents, who will vote on a ballot initiative to legalize pot in the fall, found that 56% thought weed should be freed. Other polls show historic levels of support for legalization of pot. Given such growing sentiments, it's only a matter of when, not if, pot becomes legal. Never mind that by virtually any measure, marijuana is safer and less disruptive than booze. Pot prohibition in the 1930s was born out of hysteria, a reefer madness every bit as misguided and destructive as the noble experiment in alcohol prohibition. The war on pot has been a failure by every measure, a waster of police time, a creator of black market crime and violence, and a destroyer of lives, especially among disproportionately poor and minority citizens who are more likely to be thrown in jail. We own our own bodies and should be free to eat, smoke, and drink what we want, and to take responsibility for our actions, whether we're straight or whether we're stoned.
What I do believe is that we need to rethink how we are operating in the drug wars, and I think that currently we are not doing a good job.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.